This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Deborah Amos. Since Monday's deadly shooting at Virginia Tech, we've been hearing from survivors and remembering the victims. Now, we're going to learn a little bit more about what happened in one classroom in Norris Hall, room 207. That's where a German class was meeting when gunman's son, Wee Cho, entered the room. In a moment, we'll hear about the man who was teaching that class. First, we meet Erin Sheehan. She's one of a handful of students who survived the massacre. More than a dozen of her classmates were killed. She says Cho, before Cho opened fire, he peeked through the door to her classroom twice.
Maybe about, 4 minutes later, we heard a hammering noise, which we thought was hammering because there's usually construction going on. And then we heard screaming, and someone joked, hopefully that wasn't gunshots. And then we all had this weird feeling in our stomach. And then within 2 minutes after someone saying that, he had entered the room and opened fire.
How did you get out of that building alive?
That's what I'm trying to contemplate right now. But it was just, he came in, he shot about, 20 bullets. And then he reloaded and shot about another 15. We just pretty much dropped to the floor. Just trying to stay as quiet as I could, even though I know I was screaming initially, because I knew that if I was still screaming, he would definitely shoot me. So we were all trying to hide underneath our desks, and then he left for a little while, and one of the three of my classmates were so heroic. Two of them got behind the door, and so they leaned up against the door, and the window was open. We could see a policeman around the corner on the ground, and I tried to shout to him, but I didn't want to be too loud because I knew he would come back. And then one of my classmates used his cell phone to call 911. And so we just had to stay there. At one point he was struggling, and only one girl was holding the door back. But he wasn't that strong, and he couldn't knock her over. But then he got so frustrated, he started firing through the door.
When did you know that you were safe?
I don't know. It was just when I was laying on the ground and everyone around me, on all directions of me, was dying. It was like, I was like, it can't end here. That's what I kept telling myself. And then I just got up and I was like, oh my God, I haven't been shot. Because while he was shooting, I was anticipating what having a bullet in me would feel like. And I realized I was okay. But still, when I was walking out of there, I couldn't believe it. In the area of the classroom I was standing, I was in the center of the classroom, and people on all directions were shot and have at least 3 to 4 bullets within their bodies. And the only other survivors were along the wall where the door was, not in his line of vision. But I was, directly right in his line of vision.
Do you want to stay in school?
Yes, I really do. I feel that he shouldn't have the power to change our lives. He shouldn't have the power to decide, that I don't go to Virginia Tech anymore. I mean, he shouldn't have the power to decide that anyone died, but I'm so sorry that that happened. But, I don't think we should be giving him any more power in terms of changing the way we lived our lives.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Erin Sheehan is a student at Virginia Tech.